The prophet's children, a blessing to mankind. Honored and respected, their greatness forever aligned. Honored and respected, their greatness forever aligned.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers of Madanishan, we once again welcome you in our program, The Beloved Children of Prophet. In this program, we specifically discuss the children of our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, today we will be talking about Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umm Kulthum radiyallahu ta'ala anha insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. There is so much to learn about this blessed personality. Be with us from start to end. Amazing information insha'Allah you will be learning. Ask your family members. They can come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen because loving Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and loving the family of the Prophet is something which is very much emphasized in our deen and in Islam. The more we learn about them, about their biographies, inshallah, the more love will increase in our hearts. This is the reason of this program. Before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri. Damat Barakatumul Aliya has given us this beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I'll present it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching, you can make this intention. You will watch from start to end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. Respect you, viewers. Sayyidatuna Umme Kulthum radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she was born in Makkatul Mukarramah. In Asadul Ghaba, the correct opinion is that Sayyidatuna Umme Kulthum radiyallahu ta'ala anha is younger than Sayyidatuna Ruqayya radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Let's learn what is the meaning of Kulthum. Kulthum means one with a fleshy face. The woman whose eyes and face are beautiful and cheeks are so fleshy that the fleshy part protrudes, but it does not look ugly. It is called Mukalthama. In the same way, a round and fleshy face is called Wajhun Mukalthamun. It is stated in Lisanul Arab, Kulthum is for a man and Umme Kulthum is for a woman. Remember, the name Abu and Umm is Kunniyah, such as Abu Huraira, Umme Kulthum. Allama Astalani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh said, no name of Sayyidatuna Umme Kulthum radiyallahu ta'ala anha is famous. She is recognized by her kunniyah. And regarding this, Allama Zurqani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh said, she has no other names beside this. It is clear that this kunniyah is her actual name. Before the announcement of the prophethood, her nikah was performed with Utaiba, who was the son of Abu Lahab. But her formal departure to the groom's home had not been carried out. When Surah Lahab was revealed, the wretched Utaiba divorced her after being convinced by his parents. Respectively, Utaiba was extremely accursed. And he did not only divorce her, but he also committed blasphemy against the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Due to this disrespect, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very much grieved, and out of this sadness, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam prayed, O Allah, set one of your dogs upon him. At that time, Abu Talib was present right there. Having heard the prayer of beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he got scared and said to Utaiba, you cannot dodge, meaning avoid, the prayer of my nephew. Now, what actually happens is, during the same days, Utaiba and Abu Lahab, his father, went to Syria with a trade caravan. Something very interesting account. At the place called Zurqa, they stayed with a monk at night. The monk told the people of the caravan that there were lots of beasts around. So therefore, they should be careful when sleeping. Having heard this, Abu Lahab told the people of the caravan, O people, Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has prayed for the death of my son, Utaybah. Put the trade goods together and make a bed on them for Utaybah, and you should all sleep around him. That's how he wanted to protect him, so that my son stays safe from the attack of beasts. The people of the caravan made a complete arrangement for the security of Utaybah. Now, even the non-believers, they knew that what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said gets done and accepted. Allahu Akbar. And that dua, if it is made in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jubaat muse jo nikli to wo ho ki rahi. They even believed in it. They knew, even they did not believe in the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They did not embrace faith, but they had that yaqeen and belief that what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that happens. That was the reason his father was much worried and concerned about his son's security, and that's how he was making these arrangements. So the people of Caravan made all sorts of arrangements for the security of Utaybah. It is stated in Dalail and Nubuwa, at dinner time, a lion was seen there. Having seen it, Utaybah started trembling. People said, why are you trembling? You and we are in the same state. Utaybah said, Muhammad has prayed against me, and by God, no one under the sky is more truthful than Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When dinner was served at night, Utaybah did not even touch the food out of fear. At night, when everyone slept, all of a sudden, a lion came and reached the mound of goods by smelling everyone. It then climbed up with a big jump and killed Utaybah in no time, tearing him into pieces. People searched for the lion thoroughly, but no one could get any sign as to where the lion came from and where it went. Utaybah said at the time of his death, I said that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most truthful. Moreover, Abu Lahab also said, I already knew that Utaybah could not at all avoid the outcome of the prayer of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. This is what happens if somebody speaks ill about the beloved Prophet, the beloved of Allah, the final messenger of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us whenever we utter the words of respect, love, reverence. And may Allah protect that even by mistake we end up saying any word which is not according to the respect of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, let alone even thinking about any blasphemy. May Allah protect us. Ameen. Bijahi Nabiyil Ameen. So high is the Allah's glory. Both sons of Abu Lahab divorced the daughters of beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. But Sayyiduna Utbah radiyallahu anhu did not commit any blasphemy, so he did not suffer the Lord's wrath. And when the Mecca was conquered on that day, he embraced Islam. One thing we learned, that Abu Lahab, his son Utaybah, they were sure that what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said will happen, and he is the most truthful one. When they believed in each and everything, that he was the most sadiq and ameen and truthful one, but why did they not accept the faith of Islam? Because what Rasulullah was saying about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and him being the prophet, the final messenger of Allah, that was also truth. Even they knew that. But this was their stubbornness. This was their takabbur. And being stubborn, Allahu Akbar, they remained deprived of the everlasting blessings of hereafter. And this is the problem. when you have got zid, rinad, enmity, animosity against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, then my dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, what actually happens is destruction is actually the end result of it. It is mentioned in Miratul Manajih that the sin slowly and gradually rusts the heart. It makes heart filthy. Likewise, repentance and good deeds slowly and gradually they clean the rust of the heart and filth of the heart. But respected viewers, remember the animosity and enmity of a Nabi, Prophet, Allahu Akbar. It does not just makes heart filthy, but it makes it rusted. As we know that what happened with Shaitan, Iblis, La'in, thousands of years of ibadah got rejected and destroyed in a matter of a split of a second. And we also know that a pious man of Allah's sight that can also clean one's heart. As we know that those magicians, Allahu Akbar, they embraced faith upon Sayyidina Musa ala nabina wa alihi salatu wasalam. And ulama, they've written that one of the reasons was that they showed a bit of respect, that they asked Sayyidina Musa ala nabina wa alihi salatu wasalam, that shall we do what we are here for, or you will start first? So this was one of the reasons ulama, they've mentioned. They asked, they showed a bit of respect. And due to this reason, Allahu Akbar, they embraced faith later. They realized Haqq was revealed upon them. So we learn that animosity of Nabi is the worst form of disbelief. At the same time, the sight of a Nabi, even a Wali, is one of the greatest blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Sufiya, they've said, Yak zamana suhbati ba awliya bihtaraz sad sala ta'it bayriya. Meaning, having company of a friend of Allah Azza wa Jal just for a moment is better than sincere ibadah of 100 years. Allahu Akbar. And then, Yak zamana suhbati ba anbiya bihtaraz hazar sala ta'it bayriya. Whereas, having the company of a Nabi, Anbiya, prophets, just for a moment is better than sincere ibadah of 1,000 years. Yak zamana suhbati bo Mustafa bihtaraz lak sala ta'at biriya. Whereas the company of the final messenger of Allah, Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wassalam, just for a moment is better than sincere ibadah of 100,000 years. Respected viewers, we are talking about Sayyidatuna Umme Kulthum radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So, Sayyidatuna Umme Kulthum radiyallahu ta'ala anha migrated after 7 months of the migration of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Is mentioned in Sirat Mustafa, page 180. While Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was still staying in the house of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiyallahu an, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave his slaves Sayyidina Zaid bin Harisa and Sayyidina Abu Rafi radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma 500 dirham and 2 camels and sent them to Makkah so that both these personalities could bring his family to Medina. Both of them went and brought his daughters, Sayyidatuna Fatima and Sayyidatuna Umme Kulthum radiyallahu anhuma. His blessed wife, Sayyidatuna Sauda radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyidina Usama bin Zaid and Sayyidatuna Umme Ayman radiyallahu ta'ala anha to Medina. When all these people came to Medina, they initially stayed in the house of Sayyidina Harisa bin Nu'man radiyallahu anh. So that's how the migration of Sayyidatuna Umme Kulthum took place. In upcoming episode, we will further talk about this blessed personality, Sayyidatuna Umme Kulthum radiyallahu ta'ala anha. But inshallah, we'll further talk about her nikah with Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and much more about this great personality. That's all for today. Keep watching Madani Channel, keep reciting Salat ala Nabi, and keep loving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet's children, a blessing to mankind. Honored and respected, their greatness forever aligned. Honored and respected, their greatness forever aligned.